From Tidbits on May 17th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Waveboard 1.0. Although we've stopped using Google Wave, those who haven't given up on Google's flawed next-generation internet communication and collaboration service would do well to check out the first official release of Dirk Holtwick's Google Wave client, Waveboard. Based on WebKit, Waveboard is essentially an enhanced web browser that's dedicated to using with Google Wave. Useful enhancements include various notification methods that alert you to changes in your waves, integration with Google Gears for drag-and-drop file uploads, Mac-like keyboard shortcuts, and more. The base version of Waveboard is free, but the 12-euro Waveboard Pro adds more detailed notifications and the capability to save and print waves. For a description of Waveboard's capabilities, see Catch a Google Wave with Waveboard from October 2009. ShareTool 2.0. YazSoft has released a major upgrade to its secure Bonjour remote networking utility ShareTool, which enables users to access local resources over the internet. While similar to Apple's Back to My Mac service, ShareTool also enables users to print to local printers and use iTunes music sharing, iPhoto sharing, and SFTP, in addition to basic file and screen sharing. And, of course, it doesn't require a MobileMe account. Major changes in ShareTool 2.0 include support for connecting to multiple networks simultaneously, the capability to save login information to the keychain, and an overhaul of security, performance, and reliability features. The latest version also adds transparent SOX HTTPS proxy support, doesn't require users to remember IP addresses or port numbers, introduces on-the-fly compression for improved performance, and ensures secure Wi-Fi hotspot browsing. Keyboard Maestro 4.3. Stairways Software has released Keyboard Maestro 4.3, a notable update to the company's essential macro software. New in 4.3 are device triggers that can activate macros based on actions from modifier keys, mouse buttons, and programmable keyboards. Other changes enhance Keyboard Maestro's AppleScript integration, so results of AppleScript and shell scripts can now be typed or pasted into the current selection. Plus, although AppleScript scripts no longer lock up the Keyboard Maestro engine while executing, they also no longer allow user interaction without help from another application, like system events. The update also fixes a few obscure bugs, such as one that could cause a crash if you deleted a named clipboard while editing the clipboard's name. Full release notes are available. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download software, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.